Should you keep advertisers in the dark? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Computers have forever changed the way we get information. But more than that, they've changed forever the way we get ads. Ads no longer wait patiently on a page. They grin, they talk, they pop like toast, they run naked across the screen. And yet more and more, their obnoxiousness is matched only by their allure. You find yourself saying, hey, that stuff is just what I need. Of course it is, because you've been scientifically tracked. Based on your Facebook profile, Amazon purchases, number of searches for Jennifer Aniston, they know you.
By having this behavioral information, they're able to create much more targeted advertising.
Unless you decide to go stealth. CBS's Larry Magid reports that the maker of the Firefox browser, Mozilla, is coming out with a do not track option.
But it's important to remember that this is voluntary. It's only a request to companies asking them not to track you.
But whatever the inner workings, the real question here is, can we use this feature and still be good Americans? We live in a consumer-driven economy, right? The only way we stay a superpower is if we buy stuff. There's only one way to get people to buy stuff at a time when everybody feels strapped. Advertising that is so precisely targeted that all resistance is futile. And consider this. If you stop the targeted ads, what are you going to get instead? Untargeted ads.
Get your stuff now at JesusHatesObama.com.
And that could get ugly. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.